Welcome to This Week in the Third Region, where we interview the athletes of the region to not only highlight their athletic ability, but also to show the region what great young men and women we have representing us. Let's join our host, Vic Evans, on your home for Third Region Sports 102.7, The Game.
What's up and welcome to This Week in the Third Region, where we interview the athletes throughout the region and get to know them a little better. I'm your host, Vic Evans, and we are going to jump straight on to the Green River Area Federal Credit Union Hotline and get Hancock County basketball softball star Ella House. Ella, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
So before we start, talk about the softball season and maybe a little basketball. We got to ask you, yesterday, making your commitment, signing your paperwork to go play basketball at Campbellsville out there in Hancock County. What did that mean to you? Coaches were there, players were there. Tell me about the day a little bit.
It meant a lot to me. There was a lot of people there, all my family and friends there to support me. I was really grateful for the opportunity that the Campbellsville coaching staff has given me to go play basketball there. I'm really excited. And just the turnout from the community, it meant a lot, and I was really grateful that everyone came there to support me. It was a little bit crazy because we had to go to a game afterwards because we rescheduled our game for after my signing. So
yeah, you get late in the season in this where you get where it be graduations coming up and the whole senior activities and signings, and then you know how it is with baseball and softball, weather plays a lot of it, and it could be a reschedule in a heartbeat. So it does get a little crazy this time of year, doesn't it?
Definitely, my mom has been running around with, like a chicken with her head cut off. She's been very busy with everything going on, and so have I. Sports, it takes a lot out of you, especially with school going on and all the events that we have with being seniors. So.
You know, in Campbellsville, I mean, that's just not any basketball program. That's one of the top-rated basketball NIA programs at the women's level in the country.
Yes, it is. When I was talking with one of my assistant coaches who was helping me get to school, she's like, I really think Campbellsville would be a great fit for you. They're a very Christian-based school, and their program's the best around. So she got to talking with the coaches, and they showed some interest in me, and then I just decided that would be the best fit for me. I'm really excited to get down there and to experience it with all the girls, get into their facilities, and just get closer to the coaches and all the people around me down there. So
I think that's where former Apollo star Shelby Beatty's at right now playing. So
yeah, when I went down there for a visit, talked to her a little bit, watched some of their practices. So yeah.
We'll get to the softball side. We'll talk a little basketball. I know we had this conversation at media day that we asked you, if you only could play one, what would it be? And I think it would be basketball. That was the answer, correct?
Oh, definitely. Basketball is my first true love, that's for sure.
Besides basketball and softball, when you were younger, any other sports? Did you ever get into soccer or anything else besides? Or was it always basketball and softball?
It was always basketball and softball. I told mom and dad that I should have played soccer, but when they asked me when I was little if I wanted to play, they said no. So,
you know, and coming from the family you do, you know, your mom and your aunt and your cousins, you know, out there from Whitesville, I mean, basketball is just kind of inbred. I mean, I think they grew up out of the crib. The first thing they were given was a basketball, wasn't it?
More than likely, I'm sure, yes.
How were those family reunion basketball games back out there, you know, at your grandmother's house, at Majella's house, and that great basketball goal that I grew up playing on with Luke and Billy? How were those games with, like, Nate and all the other little Hernandez is running around?
They were extremely, extremely competitive. Nate a while back said that he's the reason I've got to the point where I am today, which I don't agree with. But playing against boys that are my cousins, they really just made me tough, and games of 21 are super intense. They'll never let you win. You just got to be confident and competitive, and you got to trash talk a little bit, especially when you're playing with Nate and Will and all my older cousins. So,
do you think, you know, growing up and like you talked about playing with boys, do you think that once you got and started into sports, and not that, you know, I'm not saying that boys are better than girls or whatever, but the physicality may be a little different. Do you think that helped you as you got into high school and got into high school basketball of playing those guys on the side?
Oh, definitely. I feel like it can take contact a lot better, especially, I mean, in 21, there's really no rules, just guidelines, so they can foul the crap out of you anytime they want to. So just learning to go against that physicality, yes, it's definitely helped finishing through contact, and just that mental side of it. They'll you're getting your head pretty good, and it's good to learn how to take that and use it as motivation. So
I've got to ask, you got to be honest, how old were you the first time that you took your mom on the basketball floor and beat her, and also your Aunt Emily? Or have you beat either one of them yet?
No, they don't want to play me.
Once you got to the age that you could beat them, then they just stopped playing. Is that what it is?
Yeah, pretty much. Minnie really tried to help me with my shot throughout all my, like, my middle school and high school career. I've never played her, though. I'd like to play both of them, both my mom and my Minnie. But, yeah, my Minnie's my aunt, by the way.
Right, okay. All right. So let's get to the softball. You know, we talked about what a great year you guys are off to. Right now, 20-7, coming off a big win against Breck, but also a great run in the All-A State Softball Tournament where you guys finished runner-up. Talk about that experience. I mean, you're a player now that has played in the All-A Basketball Tournament, also the All-A Softball Tournament. And I think sometimes people, when they hear about All-A, they think small, and they don't understand just how competitive and how really good the competition is in those tournaments. I mean, Livingston Central is a top-10 team, the team that beat y'all, you know, in the finals, and y'all got a huge win. I think it was against Raceland. It was a top-15 team. These are teams that may go on and win their region in the regular tournament, and I don't think people understand just how good the competition is in these All-A events.
Yes, the competitive spirit down there was just crazy at Jack C. Fisher. Playing against those good teams, I really think it's prepared us for the rest of the season, but it was a joy playing down there. I thought we did really well. I think what my dad said after we got done playing, he said, "You may not have won, but y'all have definitely gotten better this week, and it's going to take y'all far in the rest of the season," and I completely agree with him. Getting down there and just going against good competition like that is going to prepare us. And I was just grateful that we got past Catholic. We won those three pool play games and got to the final game. I was really grateful that we made it that far, and I was confident that we could win that game, but we just came a little bit short.
You know, having a nice season, hitting .305, 18 RBIs in your 25 hits. You do have the one home run. You know, I know your first love is that basketball, but I mean, when you hit the home run, that's better than hitting a 3-pointer, isn't it?
Just a little bit. Softball's always been like my fun sport. I can just kind of like let loose and just play like how I want to, have fun with my friends. And I've come a long way from when I was little from playing, but yeah, I've been having a decent season, and really it's just my teammates behind me, supporting me, and I think we just have a great team that can go a really long way this year. So,
what is it about Hancock County? You know, we're talking about one of the smaller schools in the region, but every year in softball, y'all are right at there at the top of the region, making regional tournaments, Final Four runs, a championship game here and there. Haven't kicked open the door yet in the region, but what is it about the community at Hancock County in softball that makes you one of the top programs in the region? I mean, if you had to rank them, I think you're right there in the top 3 or 4 programs in the region in softball.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think it starts with our coaches, Dwayne, Todd, and Taylor.
Please don't give Todd any credit. Take his name off. Don't give him any credit.
Todd's a great coach. But it starts with them. They've developed our program into what it is today. They get us prepared for each and every single game, and then it's our community behind us that's always supporting us. We had a great turnout at Jack C. Fisher for All-A, and it really showed how much our community does support us and want us to succeed. Just the support. It's overwhelming, but it's great. I really appreciate all of Hancock County. We're one of the best All-A schools, in my opinion, because we just support each other. Like, a couple of years back when we won All-A basketball, the charter bus, all of the donations that they gave us throughout the community, it was amazing.
Well, the great thing, we have Hancock County right here on WBIO, and you also got the Third Region Sports Network. I've got to ask, because I know your dad has kind of helped out with the Third Region Sports Network, jumped on the broadcast some. When the drive home, or you get home and you've had a great game or a bad game and he's on the broadcast, you know, does he tell you what you did wrong, or does he just kind of leave you alone?
Well, a while back when I was kind of serious about softball for a while, I was kind of let loose now. He used to talk to me and tell me all the things that I'm doing right and doing wrong, and I just kind of told him, I was like, "Dad, I just need to let loose up there. I feel like I'm super tight. I just need you to kind of support me, and I'm going to figure it out. I've been playing for so long. I know what I'm doing and what I'm doing wrong. The little tips are super appreciated, and I do, like, adapt and what I do with my swing and stuff. But, yeah, it's good that he does the broadcast. He is a first view of what I'm doing wrong, so he can help me a little bit. But also, just he can support me the best he can by saying all that. So,
you know, back in the fall, scoring your 1,000th point career, you know, in your career at Hancock County, you know, when you got the ball and the picture with your teammates, I mean, what did that mean to you?
Oh, it meant a lot. I was really grateful that our art teacher helped put the ball together, obviously. And I think it just showed how good of a job our coaches did of making sure I got that 1,000th point that day. It was really special for me, all my family and friends being around me for that day. So
did you know you were getting close? I mean, I've always wondered, you know, I wasn't a good enough basketball player to get anywhere near 1,000 points. You know, I was more on the baseball side. But as the games and the point closer got to, you know, closer, you're at 950 and 960. Did you kind of know where you stood, or was it just, hey, I'm only now like 3 points away, or somebody had to come and tell you?
No, I'm a pretty big stats person. I've been tracking it for a while. I knew I needed, I think it was 9 points. So, in that one game, I was trying to obviously get a good lead and then get the 1,000th point. But, yeah, I was making sure we would get a decent lead, and then I was going to try and score it. But,
then it became a black hole. When it got to me, I was shooting, right?
Just a little bit, yeah.
As you're going off to Campbellsville, I'm curious, you know, do you know what you're going to study up there yet? Do you know what you want to do after college, or is this where you're going to go kind of an open book and kind of see what really tickles your fancy?
Well, I've always been kind of interested in business and more so lately accounting. That's what I'm majoring in as of right now. But always I'm going to try to get back into coaching after I get a decent career. So, and either basketball or softball, it doesn't really matter. But probably become an accountant and then try to coach as much as possible.
I figured you had to get back into coaching just a little bit. I mean, that just kind of runs in the family. And, you know, I'm always fascinated with softball players and baseball players. We're the most superstitious people in the world. You know, when you're going good, when you're going bad, is there something you do? Is there a superstition you have? I mean, is it like Wade Boggs where you got to eat chicken before every game? Do you have any like little pet peeve superstition that if you don't do it, something's just not right?
Right before I go up to bat, most of the time I do a cross in the dirt for Jesus, obviously, and I do a little prayer before each game with the team and everything. So really, if we don't do that team prayer and if I don't put that cross in that dirt, then I have a feeling I'm not going to do too hot.
For somebody who's played a lot of games throughout their high school in basketball and softball, you played a ton of games. How many has my Aunt May Jella made? I mean, does she miss any games?
Not many, that's for sure. She's always there waiting to give me $5 at the end of the game. So, yeah, she's the best. She's a great grandma. And so is my other grandma, Nana. They both do a great job of supporting me at games. So.
I tell you what, you're going to have to tell her with NIL now, you're going to have to get more than $5 at every game. The price has gone up. Inflation's gone up. We can get to like 10 or 15.
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to her about it.
Well, good luck. Thank you for joining us here on This Week in the Third Region. Good luck coming up, district tournament. It looks like you guys will play Breck. And if you can get to the regional tournament, good luck in the regional tournament and at Campbellsville. It's been an absolute joy to have you on the show.
All right. Thank you very much for having me.
And that's Ella House, the two sports star from Hancock County. Join us on This Week in the Third Region.
You have been listening to This Week in the Third Region here on ESPN Oldsboro. This has been a broadcast service of Cromwell Media. Check back soon as we interview more athletes of the region right here on your home for Third Region Sports, 1027 The Game.